Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening. Happy Thursday. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I'm so glad that you tuned in. This is the day that the Lord have made. I trust that you've been rejoicing all week long in the victory that Jesus have won for you and I. We just thank and praise the Lord for another day. And I true, you know, ever since the day that God opened up my spirit to eyes and the reality of it came to me, that each day that I wake up, the Lord allowed me to see another day. And I found out that in knowing that he wake me up every morning and give me another day, it's just like giving me another chance, you know, to do what's right, you know. And I just praise and thank the Lord for my Savior, who is Jesus, you know. And the more I walk with the Lord, the more I'm getting more acquainted, and I trust that that's what's going on in your life. Well, we've been talking for a while now on the fear of the Lord. Yes, we've been talking about the fear of the Lord. When God began to press this upon my heart, I think I shared it, how I was talking to this minister, and they was, you know, and I've been in this conversation more than one time, and they were saying the fear of the Lord need to come back to the church. And as I continued to meditate on that, the Holy Spirit quickened in my spirit. He said, now, faith come by hearing, hearing the word of God. He said, is y'all teaching on what is the fear of God and the consequences of not having reverential fear of the Lord? So this is where this series of teaching came from. And we've been talking about it for some weeks now. And I thank and praise the Lord because, you know, the word come to me before that God would have me to share with other peoples. And we're going to go in some scripture. I'm going to be using the King James Version and the Amplify. And as we stated, well, let me pray. I pray two times. I pray before I come on the air, and I pray for you all that tune in. And, Father, I just thank you right now for another opportunity. I just decree that the spirit of conviction be released over the airwaves. I decree and declare that the airways is clear in Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus cover each and every one that would tune in or would listen to the words that you have given us. I thank you, Father, that you will bring enlightenment and understanding and knowledge and wisdom to those that would tune in. And, Father, I thank you. I praise you for it right now in the name of Jesus. The Bible say, many, especially in Revelation, the first three chapters, he would tell me, he that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. I know his many voices is speaking, but I want to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to me. And that's something that that I include in my daily prayer. I said, Father, I said, I'm your sheep. I know your voice. This day I will not follow a stranger voice. And you said, to them that want to know your will, to them it'll be revealed. You said that you would instruct and teach me in the way that I shall go. You would guide me with your own eye. So, Father, I just decree today that I'm your sheep. I will hear your voice. I will not follow a stranger voice because I want to know your will. Father, you're going to reveal your will to me. You're going to order my steps today. And I just thank you and I praise you for it, you know, because in the kingdom, we release our authority with our words. And I don't know about you, but I've been in the wilderness a lot of times. Yeah, I've been through the wilderness. I've been there for times when I walked in disobedience. But then I find out you can have a wilderness experience, not just for being disobedient, but you can be led like Jesus was in the wilderness to be tempted. But I find out in the course of life, as a born-again believers, we have to really train ourselves this safe what God words say about us, about our situation. And Paul told Timothy in the last days, when many are going to be departing from the faith, that they're going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. And that's why it is so important to become, if you're not a student, in other words, you need to come to be a student. Well, we're going to start out, Paul said in Philippians, the second chapter, the 12th verse, we're going to go to that. And as I stated, Monday I was saying about, I want to talk about the fear of man, but God kind of took me another way. He took us in Luke. He took us in Luke 12 and 15 about when Jesus told the story about a man that had a great feast, and he invited Jesus to come to it, but the one that he invited, they declined because they had excuses. But there too again, they didn't really know. Better yet, they didn't really honor and respect the one that invited them. And so there too again, we're going to talk today, as I said, we're going to talk about the fear of man. And as I stated in Philippians 2 and 12, Paul walked in a high level of holy fear and trembling before God. And it kept Paul focused on God. You know, when we talk about the reverent fear of God, a lot of time people look at it, well, I'm scared. Now, like I said in one of the series in this teaching, I said that I was taught the fear of God, that if I did wrong, the moment I did wrong, God was going to let lightning strike me, or I was going to fall dead. I found out that wasn't true. That's not the way God wants us to fear him. And the fear of the Lord is to fear the Lord is to regard him with holy awe and reverence, and to honor God as God because of his great glory, his holiness, his majesty, and his power. And see, there too again, God wants all of us to fear him, you know. And, okay, so I'm going to give you a scripture now. Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 13 first. Let's go to Proverbs 8 and 13 first, because I want to show you this, because I'm telling you, a lot of people, they don't fear the Lord. They don't see the need. And I'm not against the grace message. I want you to hear me good. Grace is not a license to sin. But grace is not only the favor of God, but it also, that it means that God empower, God enable us with the ability that we can serve him if we choose to, because we're free moral beings. God don't force us. Now, the devil drives you, but God do not force you or make us do anything. If we say, I don't want to, he say, okay. Now, the Bible said it is God working us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And God got away, as the old saying say, and his mind is sweet. In Proverbs 8 and 13, it said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride, arrogance, and the evil ways, and the forward mouth do I hate. And see, there too again, as I say, we living in a time now that a lot of people don't fear God. They don't. Because the fear of God will cause us to depart from evil. It'll cause us to operate and walk in and have a restraint about things we do, you know. And that's why I'm talking about, it's very important. Now, that same verse, I'm going to go to Proverbs 8 and 13 in my Amplify and see what the Amplify say. Because as I stated before, we want to take our time. I don't want to rush with this, because this is a very important subject, fearing the Lord. And I've been praying that those that tune in and been following us through with this series to teach you about the fear of the Lord, my prayer is that God will restore your fear for him. I don't know about you, but when I first got saved, I walked in a high fear of the Lord. I feared God more than I did man. But then as time began to go on, I began to experience a lot of rejection due to the message that God had me to minister. As I'm apostle prophet. And I found out, now God don't need the prophets in the New Testament exactly the way he led them in the Old Testament. People don't have to come to us on everything and require from us like they did in the Old Covenant, because the Holy Ghost is here now, and the Holy Spirit is available to who all that we receive him. After we receive the Holy Ghost, then we can receive. After we receive Jesus, then we need to receive the Holy Spirit, because Jesus said that it was time for him, when it was time for him to depart from the earth, he told those disciples, or those that would become to be apostles, he said, I won't leave you comfortless, but I'm going to send you some help. Well, thanks be to God, for the Holy Spirit is here. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit abides on the inside of me. And Jesus said one thing, the Holy Spirit is the one that convicts us. He don't condemn us. The Holy Spirit would not even, when you hear a minister, oh, they stepping on my toe. Well, the Holy Spirit want to convict us. The Holy Spirit want to bring about the reality of us about the things that Jesus said. Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, he won't talk of himself, but he'll be revealed to you. He'll talk to you about me. It's the Holy Spirit that bring the conviction. It's the Holy Spirit that quicken us and let us know. You ever been talking to somebody and you might have said something wrong, and the Holy Ghost convicts you, saying, now you shouldn't have said that. He'll bring things to our remembrance. He'll bring the scripture back, you know, and that be the Holy Spirit. So we in Proverbs 8, I said Proverbs 8 and 13. Let's look at it. Proverbs 8 and 13. It says, the reverent fear and the worship of the Lord include the hatred of evil. See, when we have a reverent fear, when we fear the Lord, we going to hate what God hates, and we going to love what God loves. Well, as I stated, we're going to be talking about the fear of man. Because of the fear, man, we got even some leaders afraid, like you might as well admit it, some leaders is afraid to say what God say about sin. You know, sin that increase on the earth. Now, one scripture, I think it's in Isaiah, if I'm correct with it, he said, hell have enlarged itself because of disobedience. Listen. Anybody, now here is a heaven and a hell. If you go to hell, it was not God that sent you there. It was the act of your own will. You choose to go there because when God put before you daily or put people in your life to lead you or show you the right way and you choose to reject it, well, guess what? You either is or you ain't. And I tell this to people all the time when it comes down to racism. It's only two types of people, believers and unbelievers. Now, man put the color of your skin in there. That's what the devil, that's what people, you got some people fight about the color of skin. It grieved my heart when I get in conversation and people want to talk about the black and they talk about the white. You know, I don't want to hear that. You know, I know what happened. I'm not naive about some history. Might not know all history, but some history I am not naive. But that is not the most important thing. But it was saying right here, it said the reverent fear and the worshipful awe of the Lord include the hatred of evil, pride, arrogance in the evil ways, and pervert and twisted speech I hate. We supposed to hate what God hates. And we supposed to contend for the faith, and we do that by standing up and saying what God says. Amen? Okay. As I stated, we're going to be talking about the fear of man. That's what we're going to be talking about, the fear of man. Let's go to Proverbs 16 and 6. Proverbs 16 and 6. Let's see what it say. King James first. It said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Do you hear that? And it will. And the reason, I'm going to show you the scripture as we go on. But the Bible tells us it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, to judgment. Jesus also said we're going to give an account for every idle word that we speak. Now, when God revealed that to me and the reality of that came alive to me, and you're going to stand before the judge. As I say, a lot of times people tell me, I'm going to heaven. Please hear me. But it's more to it than that. Yeah, you're going to die. Yeah, to be absent from the body, be present in the Lord. If you die in Christ, well, you're going to wake up in heaven. But this what you still got to stand before the judge. We're going to stand, and Christ going to judge it. We're going to stand before the judge. And a lot of times, when the reality of that came open to me, I have to be mindful. And God want me to be mindful that God don't have no respect to person. Y'all, God is a God of integrity. Now, God just happened to be my father. But my heavenly father is a father of integrity. If God said he going to do it, God going to do it. The Bible tells us in Titus, the first chapter, it said God don't lie. Come on, somebody. Don't you, even on this earth, the laws make us accountable, and we suffer the consequences if we violate laws in the natural. Well, we have spiritual laws that if we violate the laws and principle of God, we suffer the consequences. Come on, somebody. But like I said, a lot of times people don't believe that. Well, we got grace. I have had some young men tell me, well, I know I fornicate, but I got grace. No, 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 no. That is not the way you deal with grace. Because you got grace, it'll help you not to violate the laws and principles of God. Not because I got grace, I can just continue, be repetitious. I can just practice sin. I think it's in 1 John, the first chapter. He'll tell us that if you want to be able to disdain a person, the evil, a child of the devil and a child of God. A child of God, once you've been born again, you do not practice sin. You don't. You don't make sin a habit. You don't make it a lifestyle. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, when you come into the fear of it, look what he said again. I'm going to read that verse again. It said, by mercy and truth, iniquity is purged, and by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. Do you see that? I'm going to read it from the Amplified. Because I want you to get this. Like I said, today we're talking about the fear of man. And if the truth be told, I think all of us been there to a point that we done fear man more than God from time to time. Come on. I've been tempted. I found out sometimes I preach. And I be feared they might not like me, God. They might not tune into the broadcast, or they might cut me off, or they might not call me to minister in their church, but I must obey God, okay? In Proverbs, what I said, Proverbs 16 and verses 6, okay? Proverbs 16 and 6 from the Amplified. It said, by mercy and love, truth and fidelity, to God and man, not by sacrificial offering. Iniquity is purged out of the heart, and by the reverence, worshipful fear of the Lord, men depart from and avoid evil. Avoid evil. You know, Paul said on one occasion, he said, I can do whatever I want to do, but it's not good for me. Once you get born again, God don't stand up over you with a sword, pitchfork, and tell you, if you do it, I'm going to do thus and so. These laws is already established in the spirit realm. If we choose to do it our way and not do it God's way, we suffer the consequences. That just it. Whether you save or not save. Sometimes people look at it, well, when the sinner do wrong, well, he going to suffer the consequences. Well, that work both ways, y'all. The Bible tells us, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever I sow, that is what I will reap. Okay? And I wrote this in my notes. It is by the fear of the Lord that we depart from evil, not by the love of God. The love of God will draw us to him. The fear of God keep us from the evil that seek to destroy us. Amen? Amen? Okay, now let's go to Proverbs 29 and 25. 25, that's my foundation scripture, Proverbs 29 and 25. Hallelujah. 29 and 25. Okay, it says, the fear of man bring a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Listen again. The fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Well, I'm going to tell you something from being a minister of the gospel, being a prophet of God. I tell you sometimes, I'm glad that scripture said don't look at the faces. Because sometimes a certain message God give us to minister to people. Now, it's easy to minister like I'm ministering now because I don't have to look at your face, the faces of people. But when I'm not on that broadcast and, you know, I go to certain churches, certain things God give me to say, oh, people can have the kind of, they show up on their faces like they don't want to hear what you, and then some people boldly tell you. I have had people that walk up to me when I was pastor and told me, I don't believe that. I don't believe God said that. And even I showed it to them in the word, and then they'll go through this little thing, I don't believe that God wrote the Bible, man. But, you know, they just come up with all kind of excuses. But there, too, again, we have to do and preach what God say. Proverbs 29 and 25, I'm finna read it now from the Amplified. It said, the fear of man bring a snare, but whoever lean on, trust in, and put his confidence in the Lord is safety and set on high. I'm gonna read that again. The fear of man brings a snare, but whoever lean on, trust in, and put his confidence in the Lord is safe and set on high. And there too again, God will have us to put our confidence and trust in him. Okay? Now we're going to go to Acts the 5th chapter, the 29th verse. Another, and right here, I'm not going to read in Acts the 5th chapter. Really, it starts at the 17th verse, and you can read all the way down to the 29th verse, but I'm not going to read all of the scriptures, but I'm going to kind of read a little bit about the story, okay? And it said at this time, first, the apostles was preaching. They were preaching, and they were put in prison. They were locked up, but then the Bible tells us in that 22nd verse, they were locked up, but then the 19th verse, it said, but the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, go stand and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. They were put in prison, but an angel came sometime during the night and opened the prison doors and told them to go and continue to preach. Okay, well, it tells us in that 22nd verse, it says, but when the officer came and found them not in prison, they returned and told, saying, the prison truly found we shut with all safety, and the keeper standing without before the door, but when we had opened, we found no man within. Now, that's something amazing to think about. It's amazing how God allowed the angel to get them out of prison without disturbing the prison keeper or the prison guards. They didn't even disturb them. The angels got them out without disturbing the prison keepers or the prison guard and told them to go continue to preach. He told them, the angel, to go stand and speak in the temple to the people, all the words of life. Ain't that amazing? And see, there too again, even in this hour, if you are a true follower or a true believer, a true follower or one of the fivefold minister gifts, the enemy gonna even rise up in people and gonna try to shut you down. I don't know about nobody else. I done experienced that many times. You know, we by nature, we all want people to receive us. But I found out if you listen at this broadcast, if you operate in the office of a prophet, you're going to be rejected. God don't require us prophets in the New Testament to prophesy all the time. And we living in a time now, people want you to prophesy what the Lord's saying. Read the Bible. That's how so many people are being deceived. Jesus said in Matthew, the 25th chapter, let no man deceive you, because there's going to be many false prophets, and they're going to deceive many. Thank God for the Holy Spirit that abide on the inside of us, and we have the Bible. And that's what we're supposed to be led by, the Bible and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is never going to say anything to me or you that don't bear witness or don't, with our spirit, agree with what is written. That's why you need to read what is written. You, I, and everybody else. That's why God told Joshua in the beginning to meditate on the law. On the law, what God said to Moses. He told him to do it day and night. And he said, by you meditating on my word day and night, you will learn to observe to do it, and you will prosper. Because y'all, you hear, it's so many, do this, and God said this, and God said, whatever they said, God said, do it line up with what is written. God watch over his word, not over Ann's word. Now, if Ann's saying what God's word say, then the Holy God watching, God going to perform that. But if Ann go beyond, try to add or take from what God said, God is not going, amen? Okay, but anyway, we're going to drop down. I'm going to drop down to the 28th verse. It said, did not we scream, okay, once they captured them, and said, then went the cap with the officer and brought them without violence, but they feared the people lest they should have been stoned. And when they had brought them, he come out the apostle because they had been preached. When they had brought them and set them before the council, and the high priest asked them, saying, did we not straightly command you that ye shall not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intended to bring this man blood upon us. Then Peter and other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. And we, I'm telling you, we're living in the hour, in the time that people don't want sound doctrine no more. They don't. You got some people, they do not want to hear. When it comes down to rebuke and correction, they don't want to hear it. But they want you to prophesy the house, the land, and the car. And listen, I'm not against that. Listen, you and I learned this. You can't keep God's commandments, or you can't do what God telling you to do or what the Holy Spirit leading you to do, that the blessing, the favor of God don't come upon your life. It's impossible to obey God's commandments, follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, and prosperity don't come on your life or come upon you. Favor don't show up. Come on, somebody. Your needs, all of your needs will be met. It's impossible. So I found out, don't seek God, don't seek his hand, seek his face. I think it's in Matthew, the 7th chapter. It said, in that day, many going to say, Lord, Lord, then I do this in your name. I prophesy, I did this. But he going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. That means you weren't intimate. And God told me one time, he said, you want to see the manifestation. You want to see the size and wonder. You want to lay hands on it. He said, and what about me? You overlooking, he said, you overlooking the one that give you the authority or release the power through you. And it's like that. Sometimes, you know, I have grandchildren and occasionally a lot of times on their birthday, they all of them grow up in the low, but I got one Pacific, my miracle baby. I call him Joshua, but he's my miracle baby. But most of the time, I watch him. When you give him stuff, he read the card. Josh read the card. But then the rest of that, a lot of, they don't read the card. They just open up. If money in there, they take the money out, and that's it. Well, we got some people in the kingdom now. They want the glory, but they don't want the suffering. They want the authority, but they don't want to go through the process. Come on, somebody. And see, when we go through the process, when we've been led, we operate in the fear of the Lord. We'll be careful. We'll be cautious, and we'll examine our motives. You see, God look at your heart. That's why he said on one occasion, many going to say, Lord, Lord, didn't I do this in your name? And he's going to say, I never knew you. You praised me with your lips, but your heart was far from me. See, God judge our motives. God know, why did you do what you did? Are you preaching because you want to be seen? And see, I hear a lot of people say, these lead abuse and their authority. Let me tell you something from my personal experience. If the reality come to you that you're going to stand before God, you're going to give an account the way you led God people, it'll change your way of thinking. It'll change your behavior. Come on, somebody. It'll change your behavior. I'm fully persuaded, as a prophet of God, as a apostle of God, whatever I say to you, I'm going to give an account of it. Oh, yes, I am. The way I treat you, the way I talk to you, I'm going to give an account of it. And that caused me to say, oh, hold up now. Wait a minute. I can't say this. It caused me to operate restraint. It caused me to rebel with God. It caused me to depart from evil. You got some people fear man, and you got some people now, the way they lead or portray themselves, they got that layer to fear them more than they do God. Y'all, that's not right. That's not God. We supposed to fear God first. Fear the Lord. Then you can rub in the leader. I'm persuaded. However I treat people the way God wants. I put it away. We supposed to treat people the way God should treat them. You know, a lot of times you say, have people say, oh, they were bragging on this. No, we as born-again believers, we supposed to treat people the way we want to be treated. That's why sometimes I go to a restaurant, and sometimes the waitress don't do a good deal. They don't. They don't do a good job. But I still tip them because I tip them because if I was, Rachel, first of all, if I was saved and I, you know, and God would have me the way, I treat them like I want to be treated. That's the way we're supposed to do. But I find out even if people don't treat you the way you want to be treated, that's still, God is still telling you to treat them the way you want to be treated. See, the thing about human nature, it'll always say, what about me? What about me? What about me? In the kingdom is, I do everything as unto the Lord. What, God, what you want me to do? Jesus denied himself even to his death. Why? Because he did what the Father wanted him to do. Okay. But like I said, now quickly let me go to Acts, the fifth chapter in the Amplified, and we just going to read the 21 verse, and it said, if when they hear this, they accordingly went into the temple about daybreak and began to teach. Now the high priest and the supporter who were with them arrived and called together the council, the Sanhedrin, even all the senators of sons of Israel, and they sent to the prison, have the apostles brought. But now, like I said, they had them locked up. But then the 24th verse, it said, now when the military leader of the temple arrived, and the chief priests hear these facts, they were much perplexed and thought about loss about them, one into what this might grow. Okay? But then the 25th verse, it said, but some men came and reported to them saying, listen, the men who you put in jail are standing right here in the temple and teaching the people. I wanted to read that 19th verse. I'm sorry. Let's go back up to the 19th. It said, but during the night, like I said, they were put in prison. The apostles were arrested for preaching the gospel. It said, but during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the door, the prison doors, and led them out and said, go take your stand in the temple, count forth, and declare to the people the whole doctrine. See that? The whole. concerning this life, eternal life, which Christ revealed. And like I said, the angel released them, but as I stated, it's amazing how the angel released them in a way that the gate security guard, so the gate, I mean the prison keeper, they didn't even know they was missing. For time's sake, we're going to drop down to the 29th verse. It said, and they asked him, once they got them and took them back, asked him why would they continue to do what they were doing. It said, then Peter and the apostle replied, we must obey God rather than men. Well, I decree, I prophesy to you today, as a born-again believer, as a follower of God, as one of the fivefold ministry gifts, you're supposed to preach what the Holy Spirit is leading you to minister. Trust yourself to God. I was studying and reading the other week about how those apostles died. Y'all, let me tell you, they died for their faith. You can call it premature death, or maybe with God waiting them to go. But the way they died, it wasn't a beautiful sight. But they was willing to die for what they believed. For their conviction. I wonder how many are willing to do that today. Some can't stand if somebody lie on you. And I had to learn. Jesus said you're going to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. He said people were going to reject you because of me. But a lot of times, if we ain't careful, we get in our flesh. We don't want nobody to lie on us. We don't want nobody to talk about us. We'll withdraw if they talk about us. We'll start mummy complaining to God, why are they talking about me? I'm trying to live right. And all we start mumbling and grumbling. And the Bible say, in Philippians, I think it's the second chapter, is to do everything without mumbling and complaining. Well, you have to grow into this. But a lot of times we want the praise of people more than we do from God. Oh, this good word, prophet. Go ahead, Holy Spirit. Good word. See, the fear of the Lord are produced trust and obedience as well as avoiding an evil. I'm going to say that one more again. Listen, the fear of the Lord produced trust and obedience as well as avoiding of evil. When we fear God, it'll produce more trust in us. We're walking more obedience, and we will avoid what is evil. Why, like I said, Apostle Paul walked in a high level of holy fear. Yes, he did. Now let's go to I have another scripture. I want us to go to 1 Peter. Let's go to 1 Peter, the first chapter. Let's go to 1 Peter. I'm telling you, and you, if you listen to, just begin to say, Father, I want you to restore unto me the fear of the Lord. God, forgive me. I got away from it. Come on. Hallelujah. For a long time, people called me, I was a legalist. And some areas I was, because I didn't know nothing about the mercy and the grace of God. But then when the Holy Spirit began to reveal to me, God's still calling for holiness, y'all. See, we live in a time now people want to tell you don't have to live holy no more. God still is requiring us to live a holy life. God still requiring us to live a holy life. God is still telling us to deny our flesh desires. I'm in 1 Peter, the first chapter. Yes, first. I want us to drop down to the 14th verse. But I'm going to start at the 13th verse. We got a little bit of time. I'm in the King James Version. I'm in 1 Peter, the first chapter, the 13th verse. It's a prayer for girl of the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashion yourself according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation. I want you to know something. The epistle is written to the born-again believers. When you go in and read, actually it's the Act of the Apostles. Some say the Act of the Holy Spirit. When the first church received and the apostle received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, when they were baptized in the Holy Ghost, and the Bible said that they were filled and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. This was one of the signs that they had received the Holy Ghost. Okay, well, when you get in Romans, when you get in all those other people, these letters is being written to the church, to the born-again believers, and they tell us what God requires from us, how we supposed to conduct ourselves, our lifestyle. That's what these epistles reveal. Now, Apostle Peter is the author of this epistle, and he's telling us how God still requires us to live a holy life. Holy life is a consecrated life. Somebody that done separated themselves from the world. They don't talk like the world. They don't dress like the world. Now, I see a lot of people dress in a way that I wasn't trained to dress. I'm just going to be honest with you. I wasn't trained in church to wear jeans with holes in them. I see a lot of that. And the Holy Spirit is helping me because sometimes it bothers me based upon what I was taught. Because they taught us the way we dress, holiness was more about the way you dress, the way they kind of put it to me. But I found out in the new covenant, if you said it, that they wrong to wear holes in their jeans. No, I ain't saying that. I'm not saying that. Because a lot of times, if we ain't careful, we'll try to see people based upon or read them up or size them up based upon the way they dress instead of what's in their heart. You get where I'm coming from. So my thing is, let the Holy Spirit be the one to tell you how to dress. That's what I tell people. Because, you know, back then, people, you know, the way they dressed, you know, and stuff, but in their heart, they were mean. Some of them was adulterous. Some of them were molesting children. They were doing all kind of stuff. We have the Holy Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. I don't know about you. Certain things, sometimes you say you need to wear this Sunday. You need to wear this Sunday. The Holy Spirit will tell me what I need to wear. Amen? Okay. But he said, but as he which have called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. 15, 16, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. 17 verse. I want y'all to really pay attention to that 17 verse. And if ye call on the Father, who without respect of persons, listen, God don't have, listen, you can be apostle whoever, prophet whoever, evangelist whoever, pastor, teacher whoever. God don't have no respect of persons. All of us live by the same laws and principles in the kingdom. It's no respect of persons. And that's why leaders need to be cautious. You don't need to be a hypocrite. If you teach what is written to your lay people or to your father, guess what? You got to abide by that same word. According to James, a teacher going to receive a greater judgment. Listen, that's why when you operate in the fear of the Lord, you ain't going to just say anything to people. You ain't going to treat people any kind of way. If you have a husband that been born again, a wife that been born again, they going to treat each other. I want you to hear me. If they have a fear of the Lord, they going to live and treat one another according to what is written, not according to what mama, any of them said, daddy them, all of them, mother them. Your life going to be ordered according to what is written, and you going to have the fear of the Lord. As I said, oh, look, wait a minute. Now, I can't do this. I got to stand before the judge. And y'all, I'm telling you, you going to stand before the judge. You ain't going to be in heaven side the Jordan River. If something be inside the Jordan River, and honey, I'm going to be eating grapes. Yeah, right. You going to be judged too. So you need to have that on your mind. That's why the Bible says set your affliction on things above. When I think about what is written, I have a more fear of God than I do man. Jesus said, you don't fear the one that is able to kill your body, but you fear the one that could kill in both cash. And only God can allow you to go where you done live and could do. That's why we need that. We're supposed to rev him because it's awesome. God is awesome. God can do anything, y'all. It said, but if ye call on the Father who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, you're going to be judged according to your work here and after. Now, some people say, you know, some people think, well, you don't be judged. The judge, I disagree with that. But I ain't going to debate with you about it. I ain't going to be debating you about stuff. We live in a time people want to debate it. And I find out most of the time when people debate, it's because they don't want to deny themselves, or some of them don't want to honor themselves to do it the way God say do it. You know. Okay. It says, according to every man's word, pass the time of your sojourn here in fear. Okay. 13 through 17. I'm going to my Amplify. Final scripture for the night. We're going to the Amplify to 1 Peter. We come out to fear man. We need to fear God. I'm telling you, we need to fear God because the fear of God, as I stated, it will keep us from evil. Come on, somebody. It costs us to avoid evil. 1 Peter, hallelujah, I trust the word being a blessing to you. 1 Peter, and we're going to begin at that 13 verse. I'm sorry. Okay, listen, I'm reading from the Amplified now. It says, so brace up your mind, be sober, circumspect, moral alert. Set your hope wholly, unchangeable on the grace, divine favor that is coming to you when Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is revealed. Live as children of obedience to God. Now, I used to live unto obedience to my parents because I didn't want my parents to use the word of correction. My obedience was because I did not want no whooping. Come on, somebody. But now I live my obedience to God because I know my works going to be judged. I know I'm going to have to give an account. And I reverence, the fear of the Lord calls you. I truly believe, according to what my studies and what the Lord been showing me through the Holy Spirit, I truly believe if the saints really get back in this word, you can do a study yourself on the fear of the Lord. See, everywhere, go in your concordance, wherever it said the fear of the Lord, read it. John Bevere. It's John, Bevere. He has this book about the art of God, A-W-E of God, and it is awesome. He has some great revelation in it. But I truly believe if a lot of the saints, a lot of the fathers said that they've been born again, truly, if they know and understand what the fear of the Lord is, they avoid a lot of this evil. They'll stop coming with all these excuses. And I believe when the reality comes that you got to stand before God and you're going to be judged based upon the finished work of Christ and what you did with it. We're going to be judged according to what God called us to do. Y'all listen, you might jive some of the people, but you can't jive God at all. That's why the Bible said, don't be deceived. God is not mocked. And I believe when the fear of the Lord really get in the body of Christ like it should, all of this resentment and bitterness and backbiting and hatred and jealousy, it wouldn't be there. But I like what he's saying in that 14th verse in Amplified. It's to live as children of obedience to God. Do not conform yourself to the evil desires that govern you in your former ignorance when you did not know the requirement of the gospel. and read that Peter was saying, really, don't backslide. He said, don't go back to your former ways. And sometimes, it's just like in a relationship. We can get common. I have, you know, talking to a lot of couples, you know, from time to time to people. We can get common. Husband get common with wife. Wife get common with husband. And guess what? Believers get common with God. And some of you, that's why it said in Revelation to the church, it said, return. You lost your first love. The church of Ephesus, when they first heard the gospel, they was lovers of God. They walked in the fear of the Lord, and it kept them out of evil. It kept them from sinning. But they lost it. And I believe a lot of people have lost the fear of the Lord. And they think, but we get, like I said, because the way some people teach grace, oh, well, you know, that God understand and God know you got a problem with lust and God know you got an anger problem. It's all right. Now, listen, God is merciful, but God is not going to continue to tolerate. That's why Jesus died up under the old covenant. When people sinned, they were stoned on the spot. They was killed because guess what? God was revealing to people that he hates sin and he would not tolerate with sin. Now, in this better covenant, God is, we don't have to do it. If you is a fornicator, you don't have to fornicate. If you is adulterer, you don't have to be adulterer. But you don't know, I was abused. Even if your parents abuse you as a child, God would heal and deliver you from that drama. If you are racist, God will heal you from racism. You don't have to walk around hating the white because of what they did to your ancestor. Do you not know that they was being influenced by a spirit and they was unaware that they was being influenced by a spirit? They didn't know they was being influenced. Demons are spirits. And because I'm a spirit, I can be influenced by God and about the devil. Come on, hear what I'm saying. You a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body. When you and I die, on this side, our spirit and soul gonna merge. Yeah, you gonna go to heaven, but this is what Peter was saying. You gonna be judged. And God don't have no favors, y'all. I want you to hear, you ain't God's favor. All is really his favor because of grace. But we ain't so favored to God that God gonna overlook sin. He gonna overlook our rebellious, our disobedience, and our sin. No, he done made a way for our escape. The Bible even said that God won't allow us to be tempted above we able to bear when we're dealing with temptation. But it said God is faithful. He'll make a way for our escape. And God will do that. So stop letting the devil tell you, I can't help myself. My dad was this and now I'm that. No, you ain't got to do what your dad them did. Your dad and them probably didn't have the knowledge, the understanding and the revelation that you have now. So stop making excuses. Stop it. I'm going to read that one more time because I got to close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. But he said, live as true in obedience to God. I'm at the 14. Do not conform yourself, your evil desires that govern you, and your former ignorance when you did not know the requirement of the gospel. But as the one who called you is holy, yourself also be holy in all your conduct and manner of living. For it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. And if you call upon him as your father, who judge each one impartial according to what he does, then you shall conduct yourself with true reverence throughout the time of your temporary residence on this earth, whether long or short. It's telling us how Apostle Peter telling us how we supposed to conduct, because God don't have no respect to persons. Oh, I did this. See, go back to Matthew. Say, well, I did this, God. I done did this. I done saved thousands. I done did this. That still don't give you the right to sin. That still don't give you the right as a leader to abuse God's sheep. You going to give an account the way you handled the sheep. You going to give an account for what you fed the sheep. Again, I thank and praise the Lord. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, I thank you for your word. And Father, I pray for those that tune in. I pray for the spirit of the fear of the Lord to be restored to those that could keep to your word. Forgive us, God. As the body of Christ, we lost that fear of the Lord. However we lost it, but I'm asking you in Jesus' name to restore that person that don't know Jesus. I pray, Father, that they would ask you to forgive them their sins and believe on Jesus, that you will save them and restore. Save them from eternal damnation. You said if we confess our sins, you'd faith just to forgive you. If that believer now to confess, Father, I lost the fear of the Lord. Lord, forgive me, but I want it to be restored back to me. Even that person, if you don't backslid, Lord Jesus, forgive me. I left you. You didn't leave me. But I want to come back to you. I want you to restore my joy and help me, put me, bring people in my life that will help me. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle Willie Ann Miller Trust. That the word, I know it was a blessing because the Lord gave it to me, give it to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.